For being a cross-country guy, you're kind of slow there, Caleb.
Thank you.
So this song is a very special song to me. As you heard in my dad's presentation, I was able to work with, he was a contractor, and I was able, had the privilege to work with him as a young man. And as I was working with him, we would play gospel music, and we would praise the Lord while we were working and had our tool belts on together. And one day we heard a song called Going Where to Where He Lives. And it's a basically, you know, a song about we may never see Jerusalem, we may never see, you know, Israel, but we're going to where He is in heaven. And it's, again, a very special song to me. And when, one day I turned to my dad and I said, Dad, when we, because I knew my dad was going to be a missionary, and I said, Dad, when we go into the ministry together, I want to sing this song with you. And so this is Going to Where He Lives.
The Bible tells the story how our Lord was crucified, how nails pierced His hands and feet, and blood flowed from His side. But on that third appointed day, He arose to live again. My eyes did not behold Him, but to heaven He did ascend. And I may never walk up Calvary's hill, but I know that's where He died. I may never see that empty tomb, but I know He's alive. And though I've never seen Him face to face, an invitation He did give. I may never visit where He died, but I'm going where He lives.
Amen.
Now He's seated at the right hand of His Father's throne. He said that He'd go to prepare a place that we all could call home. Then He promised He would not leave me here. He'll be back in a little while. Then I'll be going where He lives because of where He died. And I may never walk up Calvary's hill, but I know that's where He died. I may never see that empty tomb, but I know He's alive. And though I've never seen Him face to face, an invitation He did give.